You've tuned in to The Deep Dive. And you, our listener, have definitely flagged some interesting news coming out about Sony's prices here in the U.S. for cameras and imaging gear.
Yeah, and some broader stuff happening too in tech.
Exactly. Yeah. So our mission today, pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
Let's really unpack why these prices are changing, figure out exactly which Sony stuff is affected, and, you know, most importantly, what this actually means for you if you're looking at buying this gear.
Right. And we've got a good mix of info here, official announcements, industry reports, that kind of thing.
Right.
So the plan is to cut through the noise, pull out what really matters, and give you the essentials.
Perfect. Now, first things first, there's a bit of confusion floating around about when these Sony price hikes actually right. kick in. Some early news got the date wrong.
Yeah, I saw that too.
So let's just clear that up right away. The correct date for these price changes is tomorrow, Monday, May 19th. 2025.
Tomorrow. Okay.
It just shows, you know, how vital it is to have accurate info when things are shifting like this, right?
Absolutely. Which brings us to the main point. Okay, let's dive in. The biggest reason, really, for Sony raising prices in the U.S., it's these new U.S. tariffs on goods made in China.
Ah, okay. The so-called Trump tariffs.
Yeah, that's the common name for them.
We hear about them in the, you know, general economic news, but wow, it's really hitting consumer tech directly now. Can you give us a bit more background on the tariff situation as it applies here?
Sure. So there's a baseline tariff on most imports, but the big deal here is the much higher rate, 34%, that's currently on imports specifically from China.
34%, wow.
Yeah. It's worth noting other places have tariffs too, like Japan and Thailand, maybe around 10%, the EU closer to 20%. But for these Sony hikes, China is the key factor because of their manufacturing there.
Right. And these were originally intended to influence trade with China.
That was the stated objective, yeah.
So 34%. That sounds like a massive added cost for a company like Sony, especially with so much production in China. It must be looking at a pretty big financial hit.
Oh, huge. Sony themselves put the figure around $650 million. That's about 100 billion yen.
Yeah.
And, you know, they can't just absorb all of that. It's not really sustainable. So they're taking steps. And one big step is passing some of that cost increase onto, well, you, the consumer.
Which makes sense business-wise, but it hurts the wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Does that kind of pressure affect other things, like R&D maybe?
It certainly could. I mean, that kind of financial strain might slow down investment in future tech, especially if Chinese manufacturing was part of keeping those development costs down. They have to make strategic calls.
Okay, now this is interesting. Didn't we just hear something about a temporary pause or reduction in some of these China tariffs? Something about a crazy 145% rate getting lowered?
Yes, that's a really key point. Just recently, around mid-May, there was news about a temporary 90-day pause and a cut on some tariffs, dropping a potential 145% down to 30% for certain goods.
Right. But Sony announced their price hikes on May 15th. Take effect tomorrow, the 19th.
Exactly. So the timing suggests their decision was probably locked in before that tariff news broke. Or maybe they're just being cautious, you know, waiting to see if this pause is really just temporary.
Playing the long game, maybe. Assuming the higher rates might come back.
Could be. It makes you wonder about their strategy.
Especially because didn't Leica do something different? I thought they actually lowered some prices because of that pause.
That's right, yeah. Leica did react to that 90-day window. They rolled back some of their recent tariff-related hikes.
Some? Okay.
Yeah, important distinction. Even with those reductions, their prices are generally still higher than before the tariffs hit.
Ah, okay.
But it does show different companies are taking different approaches here. Sony sticking to their plan might mean they're more cautious long term, or maybe just slower to react to these sudden policy shifts. You know, maybe Leica's customer base is different or their supply chain. Lots of potential reasons for the contrast.
Interesting. Okay, so tariffs are the root cause. But how does that 34% actually, you know, end up on the price tag? Is it just added straight on top?
No, it's a bit more complicated than just adding 34% to the store price. Uh-huh. The tariff is charged on the declared value of the goods when they're imported.
Declared value. So like the wholesale price.
Basically, yeah. Think of it as the price Sony's U.S. company pays the main Sony company to bring the product into the country. It's before the retailer adds their markup or any sales tax.
Okay, so it's not 34% of the MSRP, the price we see.
Correct.
So if that internal price is lower than the retail price, the actual tariff amount in dollars, might be less than 34% of what we pay.
Exactly. There's some wiggle room in how they set that intercompany price, which affects the tariff amount. But, and this is the crucial part for you, dealer margins on cameras and lenses. They're usually pretty thin.
Right. I've heard that. Like 15, 20%.
Often in that ballpark, yeah. Competition is fierce. So there's just not much room for the retailers to eat these big new tariff costs themselves. So while the percentage hike you see on the shelf might not be exactly 34%, a big chunk of that tariff cost, it's definitely getting passed on to you.
Got it. So not one-to-one, but still the reason your next Sony purchase is likely costing more. Okay, let's get specific. Which Sony products are actually getting hit, and what do the price jumps look like?
Well, it's pretty wide-ranging. We're seeing increases on camera bodies, quite a few lenses, and various accessories, too.
Okay.
What's really interesting, though, is the percentage increase isn't the same across the board. It varies quite a bit.
Oh.
Yeah, which really suggests Sony's put some thought into this detailed selective pricing strategy. They're likely looking at more than just the tariff costs. Things like, you know, where specific parts come from, how much stock they have, how sensitive buyers might be to price changes on that specific item, what the competition's doing.
That makes sense. So let's look at table one, the cameras and lenses. Any standout examples there?
Definitely. The variation is quite striking. Take the DSCRX 1000 M7B. That's a popular compact camera, right?
Yep, the RX 100 Mark 7.
Yep. Going up 13.3%. Okay, not small, but compare that to another digital camera, the CCB WD1B. That one's jumping. Wait for it. 42.9%.
Whoa. Over 40%.
Yeah, huge difference. Really shows they aren't just applying a flat rate.
That's a massive hit for anyone eyeing that specific model. Mm-hmm. What about lenses? Same kind of variation.
Absolutely. Look here, the SEL 11 f/18, an ultra-wide lens, up 27.3%. The SEL 70 350G, a popular telephoto zoom, up 20.0%.
Right.
Then you have the SEL 40 f/25G, a compact prime, jumping 33.3%.
Yeah.
And even a high-end super telephoto like the SEL 400 800G is up 13.8%.
So all over the place.
All over the place. Again, points to a very calculated approach. Probably weighing component costs, market position for each lens, maybe even current inventory.
They've definitely gone through item by item.
Yeah.
Now, beyond the big stuff, what about accessories? People sometimes forget about those costs adding up.
Good point. And table two shows they haven't forgotten. It's not just the expensive gear. Even like lens caps and battery chargers are going up.
Really? Lens caps?
Yep. The ALCR55 lens cap, up 25.1%. The BCTRW battery charger, a 33.3% increase.
Wow. That's surprising for a lens cap. What's the thinking there? Just spread the pain.
Probably a couple things. First, accessories often have better profit margins than, say, camera bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So raising accessory prices is one way to recoup some of those tariff costs across the board.
Okay, makes sense.
Second, maybe the thinking is a percentage increase on a cheap item feels less painful in dollar terms, even if the percentage is high.
Could be.
But the key thing for you to remember is the total cost of setting up your kit, you know, extra battery charger, maybe filters, a bag, that total cost is going to rise by more than just the camera body increase alone.
Oh.
Those accessory hikes add up.
That is a really important takeaway. You buy the camera, but then you need all the other bits.
Right.
And like we've seen, the percentages are really quite varied.
Exactly. And as we sort of touched on, it probably reflects a super complex calculation on Sony's part. You know, where are the components from for this specific product? How much inventory do we have? How much will the market bear for this item versus that one? What's the competition doing? How important is this product strategically?
Yeah. Some things might just absorb more of the tariff hit than others, depending on those factors.
Precisely. Maybe less competition or less price sensitivity on certain models makes you wonder about the internal meetings where they decided all this, right?
For sure. Okay, so we focused on Sony because that's what you asked about, listener. But this isn't just Sony, is it? This feels like it's bigger.
Oh, absolutely not just Sony. You're spot on. Their price increases, they're part of a much wider trend. This is an industry-wide thing hitting lots of camera and electronics companies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all driven by the same U.S. tariff policies.
Okay, so who else is feeling this? What are other big names doing?
Well, let's see. Canon has said publicly they expect price hikes later in 2025. A lot of their U.S. stuff is made in Japan, so tariffs are lower than for China, but still they're expecting increases.
Okay.
Leica, as we mentioned, already raised prices. Big jumps on their China-made DLUX 8, smaller ones on German-made stuff, then that partial rollback
Right.
Fujifilm, they've warned it's a big financial hit for them, like $140 million a year, and they're looking at pricing. Their popular X100 VI is made in China, so that's directly affected.
Mm-hmm.
Nikon estimates their hit at over $68 million. And interestingly, their current rebates end June 1st.
Ah, potential timing clue there.
And
rebates, then raise prices.
Could be. Pure speculation, but the timing is suggestive. Sigma has been very direct official U.S. price increases from June 2nd, and they explicitly said it's because of tariffs.
Wow, okay.
Panasonic, we've seen some changes, like on the Lumix ZS99, and some of their gear uses parts from China. And DJI, huge in drones and gimbals, mostly made in China.
Mm-hmm.
They've already seen jumps on things like the Osmo Pocket 3.
So, yeah. It really sounds like anyone making stuff in China or even just sourcing key parts from there is caught up in this.
Pretty much. It's systemic pressure.
Which logically leads companies to think about moving production long term.
Definitely. This whole situation forces a reevaluation of global supply chains. People are absolutely considering shifting manufacturing out of high tariff zones like China. But, I mean, that's a massive undertaking. It's complex. It's expensive. It takes a long time.
Yeah, not something you do overnight.
And it also brings up that issue of price parity. Like, are we in the U.S. going to end up paying way more than people in Europe or Asia for the exact same camera?
That's a huge concern, isn't it?
Yeah.
Companies usually try to keep prices somewhat aligned globally, adjusting for taxes and currency.
Right. But these U.S.-specific tariffs, they could really break that. You could easily see U.S. consumers paying significantly more.
Which could lead to more gray market imports. People buying from overseas to save money.
It could definitely encourage that, yeah. For listeners, gray market means genuine products, but sold outside the official channels, often cheaper because they bypass duties or regional pricing. Or, you know, U.S. buyers might just hold off hoping things change or looking for alternatives.
And with policy changing, like that 90-day pause and companies reacting differently, it just feels like a lot of uncertainty for buyers now.
Totally. The predictable price cycles we kind of got used to, those might be out the window for a while.
Yeah, more frequent changes, less predictable timing. Makes planning those big gear purchases trickier. Adds a whole new layer.
Exactly. So bringing it back to our listener here in the U.S., what are the main takeaways? What should you be thinking about, like, right now?
Okay, well, the most immediate thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're set on a Sony product that's on that list, buying it before tomorrow, May 19th.
Yeah.
Locks in the current price.
Crucial deadline there.
Yeah. And the same kind of thing you might apply to other brands. If you're looking at Canon or Sigma, maybe check their timelines, see if acting sooner makes sense before their potential hikes hit.
Good advice. And just generally, you probably need to adjust your budget expectations for photo gear. These aren't tiny increases.
Okay.
Longer term, maybe think about strategy. Could you look at gear made in places with lower tariffs, like Japan? Though even that's not foolproof with component sourcing.
Okay. Or the used market.
The used market could definitely become more attractive. Or, depending on your needs, maybe renting gear for specific projects makes more sense than buying new right now.
All good options to consider.
Yeah.
Anything else people should be aware of when deciding?
Yeah, one more thing. That $800 de minimis allowance for direct imports, that's gone. So if you were buying small accessories, maybe filters or cables, directly from China or Hong Kong to save money, that's likely going to cost more now because of duties and fees.
Oh, okay. Good to know. So that loophole is closing.
Seems like it. And watch out for those last chance sales, like the Nikon rebates ending. They create urgency, but it is a final shot at the old price.
Right. And one last thing. Could this affect availability too, not just price?
Absolutely. Think about it. If tariffs make certain products way less competitive here, retailers might stock fewer of them. Or maybe companies even decide to discontinue some lines in the U.S. market if they rely heavily on Chinese manufacturing and the cost is just too high. So yeah, access could become as big an issue as price for some items.
Okay, so let's wrap this up. Quick summary. Sony's price hikes, kicking in tomorrow, are a direct result of U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports.
Yep, and it's not just Sony, it's industry-wide.
The whole situation is pretty fluid. Trade talks, policy shifts, things could change again.
Definitely, but the immediate impact for you in the U.S. is clear, higher prices, and you need to be more strategic about buying gear.
It really feels like a shift, doesn't it? Away from tech prices always going down over time, now geopolitics is a major factor in what we pay for gadgets.
It really is. And that leads to a final thought for you, the listener, to maybe chew on. How might all these tariff-driven price changes affect not just what gear you buy, but maybe when you buy it, or even where you end up sourcing it from? It adds a whole new dimension beyond just the specs and features, doesn't it?